Joshua in the Old Testament. You can find the Joshua in the New Testament. You go there. We'll be at the Joshua in the Old Testament. Thank the Lord for his good blessings on us. Lord God, we're grateful for Calvary. We're thankful for Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost. Look and see what it would be tonight to be a Canaan land Christian. A Canaan land Christian. I will say something, say it fast. If y'all act right, you don't get the 20-minute penalty box. But you gotta act right, right? I'm by the National Hockey League. I will set you in the penalty box for 20 minutes. When the Lord saved us, he brought us out of Egypt. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Glad he didn't leave us in Egypt.
That's right.
Brought us out. Brought us over through that Red Sea. And then the Lord never meant for you to live in the wilderness.
No.
There's a penalty box in life. God never meant for you to live in the wilderness.
Amen.
That's okay. Redeemed us. That's 11-day journey. 11's a number of confusion. And probably it's one of the most confusing times. Is right after you get saved. Yeah. It's a glorious time, but then it'll lead into a time of wandering through the wilderness. And you know, babies and toddlers have to learn to trust their mama and their daddy. And they got to learn to trust them, follow them, learn to obey them. And so that's just supposed to be an 11-day journey. Then we come up to Canaan. Have some of the old spiritual songs. Presented Canaan as going over into heaven. And that's okay. We don't get offended when they do that. But Canaan is a picture of us entering into his rest.
Amen.
Entering into his will. Entering into what God intended for us to be. Living in victory. You're supposed to be saying amen behind all this. Living in victory. Living in fulfillment. Living in our allotment. All 12 of those tribes had a place with parameters where they were to be prosperous and where they were to be productive and powerful and to live there with God. Aren't you glad there's such a thing as the abundant life?
Amen.
Right. John said, I'm come that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly.
Yes.
The spirit-filled life, the life of obedience, the life of victory, the life of fruit. And the fruit of the land of Canaan, the fulfillment of the land of Canaan. So years ago, the Lord gave me a message in my 20s out of Joshua chapter 5. Now, y'all remember what Joshua chapter 6 is? That's the battle of Jericho. God fit the battle of Jericho, the old Negro spiritual said. Fit the battle of Jericho. And so I wrote a message the Lord gave me years ago on before the battle. Come out of Egypt and come through the wilderness. Finally, after 40 years probation, Joshua, the Lord led him over. Now, before the battle, they got to go up and begin to take this land. We must, Hebrews said, we must labor to enter into.
Amen.
Becoming what we are. Possessing our possession. There's the first battle. And you know why the Lord didn't want them, preacher, taking anything from Jericho? It was a tithe issue. That was the first city, that was the first battle, that was the first place, and the first fruits belonged to the Lord.
Amen.
I hope y'all are giving God off the top and not after the tip.
Amen.
You're supposed to leave God a tip at the end of the month. You're supposed to give to God off the top.
Right.
Amen. I said, tithing's not in the New Testament. I probably argue with you about that. Tithing was before the law. That is a principle that continues after the law. And we know giving definitely kicks up in the age of grace.
That's right. Amen.
How much more? Well, now the Lord's brought us to this chapter. So I saw four things. Again, for the young preachers in the building, if you got any, we got any that's going to be. You ain't got to write sermon. You just got to preach scriptures. It's in front of you.
Amen.
So what did the Lord do in chapter 5? Let's read verse 1. And it came to pass, all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted. Neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. How come we act like the defeated ones? I just had that question. The enemy here is the ones that were deflated.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
And a little scared. And these boys were marching over, ready to go with God.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. It ought to be that way.
Yeah.
It ought to be that way in our lives. Now, verse 2. At that time, the Lord said, okay, he's going to get them ready to take them into Canaan. This is before the battle. You see chapter 6, verse 1? Now, Jericho is strictly shut up. You're going to look at a place that's not open to you.
Yes.
And the walls of Jericho, they said you could race NASCAR 12 cars side by side. Chariots going around. Walls of Jericho. We're looking at some things here. We're going to have the Lord's help as we go off into where he wants us.
Amen.
Right.
And as you and I march off into this world and march off into this war and march off into the will of God and march off into the spirit-filled life, we're going to have the Lord's help.
Yes.
Amen.
Boy, it's been a good preaching revival, you know. And every night's been preaching with me. But there's a new Christian here. Don't you minimize that.
Right.
Don't you, somebody say, well, we've not had shouting and weeping and heavy waves on the altar. Those are good and those are wonderful. Don't you dare minimize the hours that God sets us down. Yeah. And pours his word into us.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. That might even be, that is just as equally relevant, maybe even a deeper work.
Yes.
Those other times, God, we're being poured out.
Yes.
These times, he's pouring in.
Yes.
Amen.
I like the outpouring services.
Amen.
But I promise you, I just as much, I value the inpouring.
Amen.
Important.
Oh,
Lord. Woo! Them outpourings will bring you out. Them inpourings will bring you in.
Amen.
All right, here they go. Four things. First thing they had to do was have a cut. Look at verse 2. At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, now they pushed pause. They're on the right side of Jordan, and yet they're not. Getting them ready for Jericho. We got a little pause right here. Sometimes God pushes pause in our lives.
Yeah.
Amen. You'd be like the bear that walked into the room. Who shot my paw? Sorry. That's not them pause. God puts pause in our life because he needs to get some things right so we can go in where we're supposed to go.
Amen.
First thing he gave him was a cutting. Circumcision. Look in verse 2. Make these sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. Hey, y'all, it had been 40 years since they had a circumcision or longer.
Yes.
Maybe even longer. This is only the second time that they had. So I'm going to say something. Expect y'all to back me up real good. The wilderness generation had neglected to put the mark of separation on their children.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're looking at a 20-minute penalty box. So I'm going to get one. The NHL is here. Yeah, them carnal, wilderness fathers who long for the garlics and onions and leeks of Egypt, not for the great milk and honey of Canaan. Murmured and muttered against God. Y'all ain't helping me. They had neglected to put the blade to their sons and put the mark of separation.
Amen.
So here it had to be done. Lord, I'm going to say something, see if y'all act real good. Right before they could go in and fight these battles, God had to cut the flesh. Brethren, before me and you, we're going to have to, that cross is going to have to be a crucified life. Remarkable thing, the pastor that I ran into in my studies, I think it was Arthur Pink, and he said that they had to use the knives on themselves before they could use the swords on the giant. They had to use the knife on themselves before they could use the sword on the enemy. I got news for you, brother. God rolled away the reproach when they done this. Come on now. It's in here. Verse 4. There are those men of six. Children of Israel obeyed not. And verse 7. Well, look in. Verse 9 is where I said, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. What about that? You ain't going to be able to kill Canaanites if you smell like an Egyptian. You ain't going to be able to walk like an Egyptian. Sorry, everybody from the 80s. You ain't going to be able to walk like an Egyptian until we take the knife to our own flesh.
Yeah.
We'll never be able to take the... our identification, our origination, that's the source of life. I know that our Western civilization, we don't often understand, but brother, that's where God, it was significant. This circumcision was. And it was the source of life, the identification, the seed of the generation. And until we're willing to take a small blade to our private lives, then, brother, we are not ever going to be able to. Thank the Lord. Well, I believe y'all got to.
Yeah.
Skip with, look at a 20-minute penalty box. Y'all made an A. I'll get out A pluses. But you've made it. Number two. There's a cutting of the flesh. Then number two, guess what they had to do next? This is right. We're not making none of this up. We're not forcing things into the text. We're not creating things out of the text. It's after the circumcision, there was a celebration. He commanded them to keep the Passover. Read in verse 10. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover. That's something else they hadn't done in forever. The 14th day of the month. So, stay with our hard consonant C's. There was a cutting, and then there was a camp meeting.
Right.
Literally, we're told they camped out. They encamped, and they had a celebration. I'm about to steal it. Oh, you wore a red and black rose tonight. I'm talking about. We're so nice to each other tonight. I wore that color for him, and he wore red and black for me. We're both compromising liberals. Look at this. We trade our own just quick. Tried to outdo him tonight. Hey, thank girls. Got orange shoes. My wife's calling that Constance. She called. My only lab coat I wore just for the pack, and then he wore it. We're a bipolar meeting. We are. This is a bipolar duo. He's wearing the solid black, and I'm sporting. I'm going back to stay. Was it help my love? I know it helped my love, but it probably helped y'all. Camp meeting. What about that? The Lord called for a camp. That's what he did. And
crusade.
Yes.
The churches make deliberate moves to go after sinners. Camp meetings different than a Bible conference where you bring in great Bible teachers. Camp meeting is different than a church revival where an evangelist challenges the church. Camp meeting is different. That's a place where the Lord stops and he just does special and unique things.
Amen.
Specific things.
Yeah.
And glorious things. Listen, hey, y'all come next year with the pastor. He's been the last 2 years down to the Redfield and Ringo, maybe longer than that, but I want y'all to come with. We got a section for old men. Y'all can sit with them. And then real good-looking men. James, he of Walrus Mustache. And, I want y'all to come to the camp. Hey, you can even bring your brother. Talk to me first. You know what they've done right here? The Lord brought them in there. They brought up. You know what this done? Brother Josh, they were looking at them walls. Brother Caleb.
Yes.
All them children. Looking at them walls of Jericho. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, how are we going to do this? The Lord said, time out, everybody. Bring your kids in your tents. I want you to tell them the story. Tell them the Passover was. Yeah. Tell them the story. Favor. He trying to stop.
Amen. That's right.
Tell them about the Red Sea and how.
Yeah.
Right. Tell them about the 10 plagues. How I control the gods of this world. That's what 10 plagues
were.
Them, hey! Them youngins went in their tents looking at Jericho. When they came out, how many days later, after that celebrant, when the daddies told the stories of how great God, when they came out of the tent, it's like it's, y'all are in trouble. Oh, Lord. You know what me and you need to have?
Yes.
Time for God just calls the camp.
That's right.
Let's come in here and let's tell. How the children. What's our sound man's name back here? Terrible names. Travis,
right.
I know you and I love you. I just don't know who you are.
Yeah, right.
I called Mallory Marley this year. And Caroline, she barely ever gets mentioned. Nick Marley, she got her own tattoos going. Well, Travis, you got kids sitting in here tonight?
No, it's not.
But you got young kids here in this church.
Yeah.
Now, a while ago, you hollered out. There's a little shouting spell in the cubicle. Let me tell you something. Everybody, people go home tonight before they talk about what the preacher said. Brother Travis had a little spell back
there.
And you're young, long before they talk about what Brother Dean said tonight. They might not even know. They just like Brother Dean said something. But they won't forget.
Amen.
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 Well, we need to tell our children. We need to testify in church. Our youngins need to look down the aisle at the pew and see tears dropping off of mama's cheek. They need to see daddy raising his hand and hollering amen.
Amen.
Like a man ready to whip somebody.
That's right.
Pop the helium balloon. Deliver that person. An effeminate spirit got a hold of their throat. You get full of Holy Ghost and women scream like they're about to kill something. And men shout like they just did kill something.
Amen.
Yes. Got news for you. Your youngins will never get over. You sit them down and tell them how big God is.
That's right.
Amen.
Hey, you better have them around here occasionally. Just let the Lord stop and call for a camp.
Amen.
I've got on the Sunday, on the Wednesday, and especially the rare back and give God glory. You know what that is? recant, recall, tell the story what the Lord.
Amen.
I'd like to walk through that wall of water that night with God to bite the Red Sea.
Yes.
You know, He congealed the depths. He congealed. He made it dry and made it rubber like. He paved it with asphalt. I believe it.
Amen.
Heavenly asphalt. Read it last night. Now, I'm quoting the King James. I'm sure congealed is too big a word for them people over there that go to the big school and they have to. How can this generation act like they're so smart? They're too smart for our old dinosaur book.
Amen.
Right.
And then they're not smart enough to read it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
You can't have it both ways. Now, King James in one scripture said he congealed the depths. Another place in dry, they walked over on dry. And that congealed, you hear the jail in there? Go study that word. It's like he paid it last night. Didn't we see in Exodus 24 when the Lord took up, it was as a paved work of sapphire?
Yes.
Y'all ain't helping me. God made a beautiful highway.
Yes.
Amen.
By walking on blue sapphire. Well, in Exodus 24, he showed up as a paved work of a sapphire, which is he congealed the depths. What about sitting around that? They're eating the bitter herbs.
Yes.
When they're young, we used to have a bitter life.
Amen. Amen.
We were slaves. Mm-hmm. We were poor men. And then they served the lamb, said, but God provided the lamb one night.
We put the door on it. We put the blood on the door.
Amen.
You're here tonight, children and grandchildren, yes, because the Lamb saved you one night.
Yes,
that's right.
Amen.
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 I mean, they're in there having camp meetings. Yes, what about when them daddy said, oh, now little Timmy, little Tommy, I carried you. You probably don't remember. But we walked over. We had blue paved sapphire.
There was a blue wall of water.
You could stick your hand in it. It's an aquarium without glass. You could stick your hand in the water and pet one of them whales. Pet one of them beautiful fish. Walking on the blue paved sapphire and a blue wall of water.
Amen.
We're the Lord's people.
Yes.
We're under the Lord's protection.
Amen. That's right.
Our God has power.
That's right. Amen.
The enemy tried to kill us, children, but God held them off until we got out and they got in and he collapsed it on
us. Yes.
Amen.
You should see them again no more. Oh, we need to have some camp meetings.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We better have a family altar.
Amen.
This was a glorified family altar. Everybody in their own tent, tell their children. Turn off the electronics for a little bit. Turn off the television for a lot of it. Turn it all off and get your youngins in there. Every once in a while, I'll holler. Family altar! Because of my schedule, we don't have a structure. And I'll say, family altar. Everybody goes in that front room, everything in the house is turned off. You sit around with our Bibles and our song books.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That sweet hush. Kind of hard to go turn the country music back up after you've been having family altar.
That's right.
Amen.
Kind of hard for mom and daddy to go back to fussing at each other.
Yeah.
I don't ever do that, but Jennifer fusses so Marty, you still got that thing. Won't mess our tattoo up, baby.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. Enjoy a good TV show after you've had a good church meeting in your front.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you can't meet with folks in our homes. What would happen in this church? For the homes. If the homes would have church before they ever got here.
Amen. Yeah.
Number three. We've got a cutting. You want to be a Canaan land Christian? You have to be a cutting, and that's why you have to be a camp meeting. And then I love this in verse 11. We'll have to be some cornbread. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the self same day. I'm about to shout what I'm about to do. Get to have cornbread. You know what they have been living on? You can talk back to me. You get 10 minutes extra credit if you get this. Manna, 10 minutes extra credit for y'all. What about that? Now I'm going to have to look for a 20-minute box to get 10 minutes back.
Quail.
Yeah, they had quail. They shouldn't have been hollering for that. That was meat. They lusted after flesh. Manna. You know what that manna was? Y'all ever remember the old commercial? These kids, they don't get no good commercials. Remember Tony the Tiger?
Yes.
Frosted Flakes are right. Manna was a bowl of little wafers every morning with a honey taste from heaven.
Yes.
It's as close to Frosted Flakes as angels. It's just enough for each day.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
But did y'all know that Frosted Flakes don't last past 10 o'clock?
Amen.
Right.
But you know, they wasn't doing anything. They didn't need much strength. Hey, y'all. Yes. They shuffled around the wilderness for 40 years, burying each other.
That's right.
I still don't want to act like a bunch of rebels. I promise you that. But I want to spend my life with fellow complainers. What a sad way to live.
Amen. With
Negative Nelly and Debbie Downer. I would say that. Huh? All these people did was they disobeyed God, wouldn't cross over.
Yes. Amen.
The only thing they had to look forward in their life was dying. Their living was about dying. That is a sad way to live.
Right.
They were sentenced to death. Yes. Spent 40 years in stacking bones. Well, I like Joshua's generation. They went over there and they stacked stones.
Amen.
Yes.
I got a message I preach on. I'd rather be a stone stacker than a bone stacker.
Amen.
It's a mean one. It's mean on purpose. Oh, my. Well, here's the cornbread. Guess what? The manna ceased.
Yes.
I'm going to say something. Y'all better help. God's going to cut your baby food off.
That's right.
He's going to get you off of mama's milk.
Yep.
Help me now.
Yes.
Right.
He's going to cut out that baby food. Brother, you can live in the wilderness on baby food, but you can't live in the wars.
No.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You're going to have something of substance.
Right.
Cornbread. Unleavened cakes. Made of the old corn. You know what this is? Let's talk Bible for a minute. Y'all ready? This old corn is a picture of resurrection power. The manna is a picture of the incarnation. Christ came down to us from heaven. The manna came down from heaven. Right up to our land. But then that old corn. John 12:24. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bring forth much fruit.
Amen.
The manna was the incarnation coming down. The corn was the resurrection coming up. Buried one kernel down there. And look how many multiplied manifold over and again.
Amen.
Amen.
I got some corn farmers I preach for. And their last name is Corn Nut. Over in Alabama. Four brothers are all big old handsome strapping men. Got handsome children. And they're gracious people. Their daddy was an old gentleman. The Corn Nut family.
You better believe I have fun at that church. You know, I can't leave that alone. This stuff ain't worth fooling with, and I didn't leave it alone. But Corn Nut, if your name's Corn Nut, I'm coming after you. If you don't want that, don't book me at your church. You shouldn't have been named Corn Nut if you didn't want me talking about it. They really like it, Lord. So I've told myself. But you take down several thousand acres. You show me that corn. Bring me that corn. First time it was kind of funny. I guess he thought I didn't know what corn was. He said, that's corn. So I just played along for a while. But he showed me the farm and the combine and the harvesters and the corn in the crib. And he showed me those things. I got news for y'all. Y'all have seen on it thousands of acres. Isaiah said he was smitten. The word smitten in that Jewish economy means that man never had children. He was smitten of God and afflicted. I thought that was a curse, an affliction, to not have children. Yeah. Because the Jews had a bunch of babies on purpose. There's hoping one of them would be Messiah.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
The Jews have a lot of babies, and the daughters. I was kept while I was there. I'm sorry. But we're hoping to have them. But, and I will say this, something wrong with our generation. We believe children are a curse.
Right.
I said children are inheritance of the Lord.
Amen.
They said, Jesus, this man was smitten of God and afflicted. God buried him. Yeah. When he came back up,
I want you to understand there's corn all over the earth.
Amen. Right. Yeah.
God has children all over
the earth. Amen.
Woo! Cornbread! Now, what does this mean? We're doing that 20 minute penalty box right now, but it's 10 minutes because we got to earn credit. So, see if you can do good right here. What we got in our church, we got a bunch of baby food Christians.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. We'll say it like this, see if y'all get it. We got a lot of corn flavored Christians.
Yeah.
Not many corn bread Christians.
Amen.
Right.
Don't make me go there now. Y'all see the difference?
Yes.
Some of you are like Hebrews 5, the time for you to be teachers, instead you've got to be kindergartners.
Yeah.
God, give us some focus. Living on this resurrection.
Amen.
Living on resurrection power, not on baby food. Amen. Need some cornbread Christmas. I'll tell you one thing, one of them is spoon fed, the other is self fed.
Yeah.
Babies are spoon fed. But when you get over here, he said, okay, there's old corn. You can read in the scriptures, he said, now, I'll get you a nut. Start you a garden.
Amen.
And turn it into a farm.
Amen.
And turn it into crops.
Yes.
Amen.
That cornbread ain't going to make itself.
No.
Yeah.
That manna made itself.
Yes.
Every morning they stepped out. And there was baby food. Without them doing a thing. Honey, you listen. Up until age 30, it seemed like everybody takes care of it. After age 30, it seems like you take care of everybody else.
Amen. That's right.
But I'm going to say something. It is more blessed to.
Amen.
Right, 10 more minutes here. It is more blessed to give than to.
Amen.
Who has the most joy on Christmas morning?
Amen.
I remember being a kid like 10 minutes ago. But I remember being a kid. Twice today.
I interrupt my own sermon to get out and read that for a second.
I'll talk to me about this later. When I first started dating Jennifer, I said, honey, roses are red, violets are blue, and I love you, and so do I.
Girl,
Y'all remember being a kid?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So excited.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure December 25th is a pagan holiday. I just took it back.
Mm.
I took it back. I made it a Christian holiday.
Man.
I just took it back. And oh my!
Couldn't sleep all night.
Yeah.
But isn't how you did fall asleep?
Yeah,
and then couldn't wake up, but you're so excited when you did wake up. And you run in there and there's presents. And there was a particular type of a joy. It was almost more of an excitement. I have been young and now I'm old. And now I have children. And I'll tell you this, the excitement that filled my little spirit when I was a child was one thing. But the deep, warm, hot love and joy.
Amen.
Right.
And it sits deep in me as I watch my children be blessed by what I've given.
Yes.
That's bigger and deeper.
Amen.
Right.
God gives you on red Christians.
Amen.
God in here is a gift.
Yes.
Right.
And the baby Christians, you allow that, of course. And the new Christians, of course. But there comes a time in your life when the joy doesn't come from what you give.
Right.
The joy comes from what you give.
Yeah.
Prayed for many years. Good night. I had almost too dramatic of an experience. The Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost prompted the night to save me. I mean, shouted to 2 in the morning. It was an ecstatic heavenly rapture. And I'm just telling you, I went the next 10 years halfway discouraged. All I did was pray that God let me shout again. I was looking for that feeling.
Amen.
Yeah. Not all children.
Amen.
You know, you buy them candy, but the next time, that wasn't enough. They're going to need more candy.
Yeah.
And 2 days after Christmas, they've already broken half the presents. And they're not excited as much about the one. It's a childish thing. And I thought something wrong with me. Oh, Lord, I can't get that feeling. I've lost that loving feeling. Hold on. What was that?
Yes.
But you remember looking for that first love? This is bad. Y'all going to ride home tonight humming the 80s. Bad. Remember when you left your first love? He was just looking for me. As the years went by now, I didn't come in here tonight hoping God would touch me. I didn't come in here to get. I came in here to give.
Amen.
When I used to go to meetings and the Lord had touched me, there was an excitement sort of in my spirit. But now there's a deep, warm, holy joy and love.
Yes. Amen.
If I see a teenager get help from God, if I see an old saint get strength from God,
amen.
If I see the pastor get encouraged, if I see the backslider get right, if I see a sinner get saved, if I see the church get blessed, it's so much.
That's right.
Cornbread is better than cornbread. Here's the last one. I'll be telling all them people I preach short sermons. Of course, the sermon ain't over yet, is it? I've offered false hope to many.
cutting takes your strength away from you, that cornbread gives you his strength.
Yes.
That old corn. That camp meeting gives you a confidence in the Lord. We've got to have a meeting with the captain. Why?
Just to find out who's the captain.
Yes.
Amen. Who's going to run this show?
Yes.
The only reason the captain showed up was to make sure you knew he was the captain. Let's read it in verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. Thank God you done had the knife. Now we get to the sword.
Yes.
The sword of the Lord. Joshua went in the hand and said, art thou for us or for our adversaries? He said, nay. Well, I like that. He said, let's ignore your question. That was not an answer. That was not a fitting or a rational, what's the word I'm looking for? That wasn't an answer to that question. Are you for us or for them? Nay! It's not even talk about your questions, I'm here to tell you. The old black preacher said he wasn't there to take sides, he was there to take over.
Yes.
Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now. Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship. Whew. A worship service.
Yes.
We had a worship service. And said unto him, what saith my wow. Now he's asking the right questions. Art thou for us or for them? Bad question. Captain of the Lord's host had got loose thy shoe from off thy foot, the place whereon thou standest is holy. Joshua did so. There's a lot in here. Let's talk about control. Let's talk about control. That maybe should be the fourth point in your margin in your Bible. Maybe control is captain. Let's see who's in control. Hey, y'all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The wilderness bunch, they were in control of their own destiny.
Yeah.
And they kicked sand and died in the sand their whole life.
Yes.
This is about who's in control. Taking that shoe off is a sign of a servant. It's a sign of submission. It's a sign of a... And then there's a lot to that. Here in my humility, my vulnerability, this is yours.
Amen.
You notice that he had his head bowed when the captain showed up.
He wasn't looking at Jerusalem, at Jericho.
He was looking back.
Amen.
And he lifted up his eyes and looked when that captain showed up. If you're parked right next to a great old big Jericho and the Lord's done brought you over and fixing to take you, it'd be best for you not to study that wall, just look down in the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Yes.
Right on the Lord's shoulder.
Amen.
You, I'm going to say something, y'all better ask. Of
course, you got a 20-minute pass. That ain't no fair. Y'all better ask, try it right here. Honey, listen. All you need is for the Lord to show up.
Yeah.
And then things will be looking up.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, and that soul. Isn't it good? Knife in our hand in this chapter to deal with our old flesh. Let the Lord show up with a sword in his hand.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You know, if you'll kill what you're supposed to kill, he'll kill what only he can kill.
Amen.
You can't handle Jericho. You can handle your excess flesh and cut off that circumcision. You can handle that. You can cut off that old flesh. You can't kill on that Jericho wall.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll pull a knife and deal with yourself, then he'll pull a sword and deal with your enemy. I nearly ran to the cemetery just now. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen. It's about control. He needs to be the one in control.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, I bless.
trust the Lord. That's how you can be a man.
Saw me.
Amen.
And I said, young man, Dr. Parrish, we hit to him. And I said, young man, God will never give you his power because you won't fall in love with Jesus. He said, you're going to have to pull over on the side of the highway. You have to put it in the park. You have to turn that key off. You have to step out. And you're going to have the keys to the Lord.
Amen.
And before you hand him the keys, go back there and unlock that trunk. Pop that trunk, son, and get in it. Stick your hand up to there and hand the keys to Jesus. Pull the trunk down on yourself. Right before you close the trunk, tell the Lord, go wherever you're going. Good having you do it. Thank you for letting me ride with you. I'll be back here when we get where we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Woo! I preach a 4-point message on getting in the trunk. Some of you in the steering wheel, you're running your own life. Some of you a little better, but not much. You're over in the passenger side. You always tell the Lord how fast to go, how slow to go, where to turn, where not to turn. Come on, man.
That's right.
And some of you in the back, you took a step further. You went to the back seat, but you worry the whole time. And you fear the whole time. Are we going to get there? Where is he going? Why are we going there? Are we going to get killed in the car before him? He said that fourth place is where we need to be.
Amen.
Get back there in the trunk and hand him the keys. Just take me wherever you're going.
Yeah.
Oh! When you pull that trunk down, look around there, you got good company. Job's in there.
Amen.
Job's in that dark trunk saying, the Lord, hey, Dean, how you doing? The Lord gives.
Yes.
The Lord takes away sometimes. Yes. Just bless the people.
Amen.
Joseph is back there in that trunk. He's sitting in the pit. His brother's just moving in. Yeah.
He says, hey, babe. I know the Father loves us, but it looks like you don't know where we're at. But we're here because he sent us.
Let's just not complain and stay the course.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah, look around back there. You hear me? Abraham's sitting back there, and he just offered Isaac up.
Yeah.
That trunk's a good place. Thorn and he's holding it.
He's saying, never mind my thorn. It's bringing so much grace to my life. Don't worry about it.
Getting in the trunk. Captain. There's the keys. Just take me wherever you go. I may move up here and just join.
Amen.
Amen.
Find you a place to pray. Brother's going to sing this. We're going to sing along with you. Who's the captain?
My flesh is thankful.
Amen.